Listen to this. The Detroit Symphony announced this week that the famed conductor Leonard Slatkin will take over there as music director starting next year. Mr. Slatkin, it turns out, is going to be a very busy man, jetting from one city to another. Here's reporter Celeste Headley on Maestro Slatkin's plans to make Detroit his real home.
Leonard Slatkin made his name as the conductor of the St. Louis Symphony, but his dance card has been perpetually full. In fact, he needs a full-time assistant to keep track of where he should be and what he should be doing.
Starting next season, I'm the music director of the Detroit Symphony, and principal guest conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony, as well as the Royal Philharmonic in London, and I'm a professor at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University.
Although he'll be working all over the world, Slatkin's decided he'll buy a house in Detroit and move his family there next year. And that sets him apart from most other music directors. Gone are the days of the conductors who were part of the identity of their hometown. Bernstein in New York, Eugene Ormandy in Philadelphia, Arthur Fiedler in Boston. Justin Davidson is the classical music critic for New York Magazine.
It's possible for conductors to hold simultaneous jobs in Europe and in the United States and basically shuttle back and forth between them. And they can make more money that way. And because there's really a shortage of conductors who can do everything that an orchestra needs doing, you know, galvanize them musically, lead them with charisma, the people who are able to do that can really dictate the terms.
A conductor will often fly in, rehearse the orchestra, perform in concerts over the weekend, and then fly out. Slatkin says many of his colleagues simply don't want to deal with the day-to-day workings of a major symphony orchestra.
They have less responsibility. They don't have to deal with issues of hiring and dismissal. They don't have to deal with administrative responsibilities. They come in, do your program, hopefully it goes well, you leave. That's it. For me, it's hard to imagine me not doing all those things, to really work on building the orchestra on a day-to-day basis, getting involved in the educational projects, in the outreach, going into the community myself, getting to know people here. So in that sense, I'm very old-fashioned, very much like the conductors of the 30s and 40s.
Slatkin gained attention as the music director of the St. Louis Symphony in the 1980s, where he invested his time and energy into every aspect of the orchestra and took it from relative obscurity to international acclaim. Tim Page says Slatkin is one of a rare few that put down roots in the cities where they conduct.
It's kind of a dying breed, and I think it's very admirable that he really wants to get started doing this.
And although symphony orchestras don't have the same prominence today that they did in the 1950s and 60s when Bernstein was a star in New York, Page says a dedicated resident conductor can have a major impact on a city's identity. He says Slatkin's success with the symphony in St. Louis resonated far beyond the concert hall.
There was very little for St. Louis to cheer about, and the fact that it had a great orchestra was something that everybody agreed was really first rate in the city. Having a guy who's really excited and putting together a terrific orchestra, you know, that'd be another thing for Detroit to cheer about.
There are a few others who are trying to do the same thing. Michael Tilson Thomas in San Francisco and Esa Pekka Salonen in L.A. Slatkin says it's too bad more conductors don't live where they work and get to know their audience better.
The conductor needs to be seen doing things that everybody else in the community does. Taking out the trash, paying the taxes, going to sports events if you care for sports. But you become an active part of the community. I don't have anything against those who don't do it. I just think they're not suited to the American system.
Does that mean we'll see Leonard Slatkin sitting next to Kid Rock at the next Pistons game? Probably not. But the conductor does hope to become a familiar face in the Motor City. Slatkin will finish his stint with the National Symphony next spring and then move his family to Detroit in time for the beginning of the 2008 orchestra season. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.